Hello, this is Will from Metro Research. We are conducting a short opinion survey, and I would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Do you have a minute, ma'am?
Yeah.
Thank you. First question, how old are you? What is your age? Are you between 18 and 29?
What is this for again?
It's about traffic and transportation and mass.
Okay.
Okay, what is your age? Are you under 18 through 29, 30 through 44, 45 through 59, or 60 plus?
34 through 45.
Thank you. What state do you live in?
Massachusetts.
Okay, if you don't mind me asking, what county?
Hampton.
Thank you. How would you describe your gender? Man, woman, non-binary?
Cisgender woman.
Woman, thank you. How would you describe your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander, Native American, Alaskan Native, Middle Eastern, Arab American?
Other.
Okay. Thank you. What is the highest level school that you have completed? 11th grade or less, high school graduates from college, associate degree, bachelor's degree, graduate courses, advanced degree?
Advanced degree.
Thank you. In a few words, what would you say is the most important transportation-related issue facing Mass at the moment?
Public transportation.
Public transportation?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Now, what grade will you give Massachusetts Governor Maura Haley on transportation? Maura Haley on transportation, including highways, roads, bridges, public transportation like trains, subways, buses, and ferries, and walking and biking, from A, B, C, D, or F, what grade will you give her?
C minus.
You said C minus?
B minus.
B, okay, thank you. Now, the MBTA... Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry. I apologize. Now, the MBTA provides subway, bus, train, and ferry services throughout Eastern Mass. What grade would you give Governor Haley for her handling of the MBTA? A, B, C, D, or F?
What's the question again?
MBTA provides subway, bus, train, and ferry service throughout Eastern Massachusetts. What grade will you give Governor Haley for her handling of the MBTA?
All right. I just needed you to repeat it. I didn't hear it all the way. It didn't mean that I didn't understand the language. You kind of started over enunciating the words. I just didn't hear it. I can't speak to Eastern Massachusetts because I don't live in Eastern Massachusetts.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. Now, yeah, no problem. Thank you. I appreciate that. Now, Massachusetts has 15 regional transit authorities that provide public bus service outside the MBTA service area. What grade will you give Governor Haley for her handling the regional transit authorities? A, B, C, D, or F?
C.
Thank you. Now, the Massachusetts State Legislature is responsible for funding public infrastructure, including roads, bridges, sidewalks, bike paths, and public transportation like trains, buses, and subways. What grade will you give the state legislature for their handling of the transportation infrastructure here in Massachusetts? A, B, C, D, or F?
B minus.
Thank you. Thinking about the traffic on the roads and highways in the part of the state where you live, will you say that traffic now is better than it was before the pandemic, or is it worse or about the same?
Well, I think that the potholes are worse than it was before the pandemic, and the transportation itself is probably, I would say a little bit worse.
A little bit worse. Okay, thank you. Now, how safe do you feel doing each of the following in Massachusetts? If you do not engage in an activity, please say so. How safe do you feel when you walk around in your community? Do you feel very safe, somewhat unsafe, or very unsafe?
Safe.
Safe, very, or somewhat?
I think in between there, I'm a little bit more than somewhat, and I can't necessarily say very safe, but I'm above somewhat, so just regular safe.
Okay, what about when you ride a bike, a bicycle?
Safe.
Okay, what about when you take a public bus like MBTA or RTA, if you do?
Yeah, not safe.
Not, okay. That will be somewhat or very unsafe?
Somewhat unsafe.
Okay. What about when you take the MBTA subway, if you do?
Somewhat unsafe.
Okay, thank you. What about when you drive or ride in a car on the highway?
Safe.
Okay, what about when you drive or ride in a car on local roads? You mentioned the potholes.
Potholes, but the potholes are bad. I don't know what's going on. Those are really bad.
Okay.
But the potholes, does that prevent you from staying safe? I don't necessarily know. That's a nuanced point of view. I don't necessarily know that I feel unsafe because it has potholes. I just don't feel like Massachusetts roads should have any potholes because we have a system in place that pays for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So generally speaking, when you drive or ride in a car, do you feel safe? On your local roads, do you feel safe, somewhat unsafe, or very unsafe? Somewhat safe? Okay, thank you. Okay. What about when you take the MBTA commuter rail?
Somewhat safe.
Thank you so much. Now, you mentioned you feel at least somewhat unsafe taking some form of public transit. Are any of the following reasons why? Old or broken transit station platforms, old broken transit vehicles, worry about COVID-19, feel unsafe at or getting to or from transit stop, overcrowding, worry about crime or violence, or some other reason?
Repeat it. Repeat the reason.
Do you feel somewhat unsafe because of old or broken transit station platforms, old mm-hmm. broken transit vehicles, worried about COVID-19 or other illnesses, feel unsafe at or getting to or from transit stop, overcrowding, worry about
crime? Okay. It's three. It's COVID, worried about getting to mm-hmm. and from the actual station, and the stations that are broke down and not up to par.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, Governor Healey has proposed new legislation to build more affordable housing. Part of the bill will let cities and towns charge a transfer fee on the portion of real estate sale above $1 million. Cities and towns could use the money raised from the fee to build more affordable housing. How much will you support or oppose allowing cities and towns to impose such transfer fee on that portion of real estate sale over $1 million? Will you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose that fee?
It's a fee
for people that sell homes for over $1 million. For example, if I had a home and I was to sell it for over $1 million, they will implement that fee on me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what is the question?
Do you support or oppose allowing cities and towns to impose such a transfer fee?
Yeah, I support a transfer fee for persons who have over $1 million.
A home worth over $1 million. So you strongly support or somewhat support?
I support putting, are you saying, just make sure, you're saying putting a tax on homes that are, how much is the tax?
They don't specify how much is the tax. They're just saying that they want to tax someone that sells a home for over $1 million.
And who are they going to tax? The realtor or the buyer?
The real estate.
The property itself.
The real estate sale, which means the owner and the real estate, because they get a percentage of the sale. Yeah.
And the tax is going to go to where?
To the towns and cities, so they could use it for affordable housing.
Oh yeah. I'm for that. If they're going to use it for affordable housing, how much is going to go for affordable housing?
Whatever the fee may be.
So 100% of it is going to go to
affordable housing. Yes.
Yeah, I'm for it.
Okay. You strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly.
Strongly. Thank you. We almost done now. How many cars, if any, does your household own or lease? 1, 2, 3, 4, or more, or none?
2.
2, okay, thank you. Do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed full-time, part-time, or not currently employed?
Full-time.
Thank you. To the best of your knowledge, does your employer offer any of the following? A free transit pass for employees, a discounted transit pass, pre-tax transit benefit, or reducing the cost of transit passes for employees' paycheck? Or no, my work doesn't offer any discounts for transit passes.
Yeah, my work doesn't offer it.
Okay, thank you. Does your work offer any form or part of parking fee or pay for employees? Free parking, parking paid per month, parking paid per day, or none of these? Free parking?
Free park.
Thank you. How often do you work from home right now? Every workday, a few times a week, a few times a month, less than once a month, never? I prefer not to work from home, or never, this is not an option for my work.
Less than once a month.
Less than once a month. Okay, thank you. When you commute to work, how do you do so? Take the MBTA subway, take the commuter rail, ride a bike, drive, walk, take the public bus, MBTA or RTA, or take the ferry?
Sometimes I take the bus, sometimes I bike, and sometimes I drive.
Okay. Sometimes you drive. Thank you.
Yeah.
Why do you commune that way, the way you do, in your own words? Why do you commune the way you do?
Because I like to exercise, that's number one. That's why I bike in the summer. I like to stay grounded. That's why I ride the bus. And when I'm running behind and I don't have, I need to get there quickly, I drive.
Okay. Thank you. In politics today, which will you consider yourself? Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Yeah, my party is not really holding up to what I expect. I had better expectations for my party.
Okay, so you consider yourself Independent, Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Yeah, right now. I heard that they were trying to do a third party.
Okay.
But right now, I probably would consider myself an Independent because my party is not really adhering to its own values.
Okay. On most issues, do you tend to lean more towards the Democratic Party or the Republican Party or neither?
I really lean towards the party that is going to do right by, like, if you want to hold it fast and do right by the people. So
that will be either the Democratic Party, Republican Party, or neither.
Yeah, I don't think I can answer that. Like I said before, my part is not really the whole.
No problem. No problem. Okay, thank you. Now, last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Below 25, 25 to less than 50, 50 to less than 75, 75 to less than 100, 100 to less than 150, 150 plus.
Like that. 100 less than 150.
Okay, thank you. May I have your zip code, if you don't mind?
01103.
Okay, let me repeat that for you. 01103.
All
right. All right. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. You have a blessed evening.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.